Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 10. I'm TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
And we are here to bring you the latest in sports video game news from the week or last 2 months that was, since it's been a little bit since we've recorded.
We were lazy or busy.
It was actually, we were very busy reviewing games for you to know more about.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. It's kind of okay. Where it was. I was really into just playing games the past month or so. And, you know, there was MLB 12, the show came out. Tiger Woods 13 came out. I picked up a 3DS that ate out some time.
Oh.
And then, plus work has been busy. But no sports games to talk about in the 3DS, so.
But yeah, Tiger Woods and MLB have pretty much been all we've been playing.
That's a very accurate description.
So let's jump straight into MLB 12 talk. What part have you been playing the most so far?
Well, the first gripe I want to have with the MLB games, and this goes for both of them, they come out way too soon.
Yeah,
with all the roster changes that can happen during spring and not having finalized rosters for a month after the game comes out, it was one of those, I got the game, and I'm like, well, I don't want to start a franchise yet because I want opening day rosters for that. So I was playing Road to the Show for a little bit, but that didn't hold my attention for very long. So for the first month I had MLB 12, I kind of didn't really play it that much. Diamond Dynasty, I like the idea, but I guess it just didn't grab me as much as it should. And I think my biggest problem is almost too much customization with the logos and jerseys, because that ate up a lot of time. And it's like, You can do really cool things, but like, why can't I just wear Brewers jerseys?
Right. They give you logos, but they don't give you any of the pro logos.
Yeah.
But I kind of understand that, because I guess they don't want you to have like something stupid ruining their logo. But yeah, with the rosters, it really upsets me that it's not MLB's fault, but the Players Association won't let the rookies in until they actually play.
Right.
So even when you do have the first real roster update, you're still not going to have, like, Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
And you're never going to have Bryce Harper until he actually comes up.
Right.
And that's why I've been using... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you even took, 2 weeks after opening day to get those rosters with, like, I know Norichika Aoki of the Brewers. I don't think he was on until... He might not even be in the most recent roster update. That might not be till tomorrow as I'm talking.
Yeah, I don't think I remember seeing him. But they did get... Yonis Cepeda's and Darvish are in now.
Okay, that's good.
But I just used the Operation Sports roster that came out.
Yeah,
that's got all the new guys in it. But actually, you know what's funny? I don't like when closers become starting pitchers.
I have not seen that at all.
But like Neftali Feliz is now the Rangers ace because he was a really high-ranked closer. And I think all they did to change him was make his stamina better. So now he's really good.
Huh.
And that was the same thing that happened with Jabba Chamberlain like 2 years ago. They put him as a starter. They kept all his stats from being a reliever. And they just gave him more stamina.
Well, that's pretty much what it is. In the case of Chamberlain,
I think Jabba was better than CeCe in the game as a starter.
Yeah, that does seem kind of wrong. But at the same time, how was Jabba Chamberlain doing as a starter? Did that happen in real life, right?
Yeah, when he moved. Well, he got hurt not too long after he went back to starting.
Oh, okay.
But actually, Feliz is doing really good, so can't gripe about that.
Like, as long as it's accurate, when you put that in the rundown, I thought you meant like in franchise mode that happens, and I was going to talk about how I've seen that, where I'll have like my starter will get injured, and so I'll use a long reliever for some spot starts, and he does ridiculously better than the starting pitcher did.
Yeah. When you do Road to the Show, what positions are you playing?
I started one as a center fielder. I played through a season of that, and I'm in the middle of one as a pitcher, but I haven't played that one in a little while.
Yeah, sadly, I'm doing three.
Ugh.
The one on my PS3 is a starting pitcher, which I think I'm in year two, and I'm still, like, long relief for the pro club, so I've made it that far.
Okay, yeah, at least you're in the majors.
Then on my Vita, I have one as a closer, where I believe I'm in year two, and I'm setting up Papelbon now for the Phillies.
Okay.
So either they better trade me or trade him, and so let me close. And then I'm doing one where I'm a first/third baseman for the Royals, and I am terrible. I think I just started the third year, and I'm in spring training with the Royals and doing terrible, so I'm kind of just waiting for them to send me back down again.
Okay. Have you actually played any spring training games?
Yeah.
Okay, that does happen. Then it just wasn't just me that just totally skipped out on spring training. Or it was
yeah,
just
usually
me.
But for the hitter, usually it was a lot of pinch hitting.
Yeah. Pinch hitting like in the fifth and then you'd stay in the game or just a pinch hit?
Well, see, the way I play, which is like the worst possible way, or the best possible way to play Road to the Show, when I'm a hitter, all I do is hit. I turn off the base running. I turn off the fielding.
Oh, okay. Now, see,
which is really dumb, but
no, I played through that one year as a center fielder, and I did everything.
Yeah.
I didn't skip a game. I ran the bases. I played the out. Although, admittedly, I think the outfield is kind of, it's like we're just gonna randomly give you a pop fly to go after now. My the worst in the outfield is when you're gonna get to do something and they just hit a home run.
Yeah, and at first base, it's like a ground ball to short. It's like, oh, I just got a cover. That was fun.
Yeah.
So I've kind of stepped away from doing any of that.
Yeah. I still do it just because sometimes I think the problem is I don't have the arm strength or anything to actually do cool things like gun a guy down at the plate or anything like that.
Yeah, and so I don't want to be on first and them tell me to steal, but I know I'm too slow. Then either I try to steal and get thrown out, or I don't steal and I get yelled at. So I didn't want to do either of those. And have you played any franchise yet?
I have. Unfortunately, I started one. It was about a month in, and then the patch came out, and it sounded like I needed to restart because otherwise things were going to be messed up. So mm-hmm. I just restarted and finished my first series with the Cardinals this morning. And as far as playing games, I flip a coin on every game to decide whether or not I'm going to play it.
Yeah, I usually play like one a series just to feel good about myself. Sometimes I'll skip a couple series.
Well, yeah, I flip a coin, and if the series is decided, I will skip the rest of that series.
Huh. That's a good way to think about it. But did they do anything to that mode? I didn't feel like there was any change from last year.
I think a lot of it is not really going to be apparent until you get deeper into it, from what it sounded like. It's a lot of, like, logic tweaks.
Mm.
I mean, fundamentally, it all looks the same.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into any drafts or anything to see if anything changes there or...
Yeah, so that for a future episode, and I mean, it's one of those things where I'm not going to try and rush through it either. You know, I can play maybe a game a day, because if I have one gripe about baseball games is that they can be forever.
Yeah.
Thank God for mid-game save, if that ever, because I've had times where, oh crap, this game went an extra, you know, I was, you know, maybe I had an hour and a half before I had to go to work. Oh crap, this game went an extra innings and I really got to get to work, so save, finish it later.
Yeah, I played some online games that lasted, going quick, lasted a half hour.
Yeah, well, that's with all the presentation turned off. And...
Right, and that's with swinging at, like, the first couple pitches most of the time.
Yeah, I'd loved for online baseball to be good.
And not laggy.
Honestly, the few games I have played, I didn't think lag was a too big an issue, which it has been in the past. Apparently, my experience, you know, your mileage may vary there. But yeah. I haven't had too many problems.
And how much of the Diamond Dynasty have you played so far?
I think I played like that first season of five games. And it's I think my biggest problem is it's playing online. And the fact that you have to play with their settings, which I don't necessarily like.
Yeah, they have like the you can't guess pitch or anything.
Right, or you can and I don't like it, whichever way it goes. Because that is one thing I give the show credit for. You can play the game as easy or as hard with as much assists or little assists as you want. And right. It's everything. It's not like there's four difficulty settings and you have to pick, you know, well, I don't like this part. Everything is customizable. I love that about the show.
I've actually really dove into the Diamond Dynasty. Trying to. It's very hard to fall in love with it. Because like the first six games I played, I think three of them got lost connection.
Yeah.
And I was really down on it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But now trying to get the whole, get your mix of pro players and the Diamond Dynasty guys, Which at first it was like, I don't want any Diamond Dynasty guys. They're not good. But then you kind of realize, oh, they are pretty good.
You just have
keep
to
using these guys.
Yeah, you just have to build them up.
Yeah, and it's very much like Ultimate Team, and it's also very different from Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
And that's like the hardest part to wrap your head around. And I think the biggest problem right now is there's not a lot of community in Diamond Dynasty.
Yeah, that's going to kill it pretty quick.
Like in Ultimate Team for like FIFA, at any given time, there's thousands of cards up for auction.
Right.
And in this, there's some players that aren't available for auction. Like I was just looking for a relief pitcher, and a lot of them weren't available.
Just a relief pitcher.
Yeah. Well, a good one.
Right. Well, right.
Like I think there were some Riveras and some Heath Bells available, but
yeah, I think they should rethink it and make it. I think the problem is people would rather play as fantasy pro teams
right.
than a bunch of made-up guys. That's right. Kind of how I feel anyway.
And that's why I think Ultimate Team succeeds so much.
Yes.
Because that's what you can do. And Ultimate Team gives you those tournaments where you have to have your squad specially set up, like all from one country or all from one league.
Right, right.
And this is a little not as deep as that.
Yeah.
This is pretty much you just go on, you play the computer, or you play a human.
Right. Good first attempt.
Yeah.
Have to see where they go with it from here.
Man, I'm really liking it. But I think the one thing that really kills it is that the pros get 10 games, and that's it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I really think they should rethink it and maybe make it more of a fantasy. Basically make it more like Ultimate Team.
Right.
And I think they probably went the way they did to try and make it seem like they simply weren't ripping it off.
Yeah.
But.
And I like the idea of the fake players. That's kind of cool. I just don't want a lot of trash fake players. Because I've always wanted my virtual pro to play in Ultimate Team in like FIFA and NHL.
Right. That would be cool. Like a virtual pro card that is just however your guy is at that exact moment.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. So I have to ask, how do you control everything?
Let's see. For the batting, I've been using the new yellow blobby thing.
Well, that's not new, but...
Well, now you can see it, as opposed to it being just like...
You could turn it on in the past.
Yeah, I never did that.
Yeah, you could,
which is funny, because the Japanese baseball game I play, it's always on.
Right.
But in that one, it's actually the shape of a bat.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, and it gives you, like, the outline of where the sweet spot is.
Right. What? Oh, so, what? There was an old game. Oh, Home Run King on the GameCube. I think was like that.
I did the pulse pitching.
Okay, so you use pulse pitching.
I pretty much went default out of the box what it wanted this year.
Okay.
Almost all. Because last year, I got out of that rockin' swing thing that they had.
Yeah, I remember liking it last year, but this year I decided to switch back to just press X to swing. And I don't even bother aiming.
Oh.
I know. I make it. Well, here's the thing. That way, I can turn the difficulty like of the AI up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and sort of balance it out that way. So it is kind of annoying sometimes because you'll see the little feedback thing, and you'll say timing perfect, but you still whiffed just because your batter's not that good.
Right. Oh my god! I've been hitting. What was it? I had. Super. I got one absolutely right with Derek Jeter. Hit it right in the middle.
Right.
And perfect timing. And it was like a ground ball that barely made it past the shortstop.
Oh.
I was like, how does that work? But actually, the biggest thing I've liked is the pulse pitching.
Yes, totally agree.
Because that bar, while I love the old bar, like
the golf meter,
the old golf meter. People like, let's just say it, Chen Ming Wong is a bitch with that thing. Because you hit A, then you wait 3 minutes to get to the point in the windup where you're going to hit it again.
Yes, yes, that.
But now it's you just hit it, and then he does his animation, and it's already done.
Yeah, I liked it at first, and then as you got, and I even liked at the time that it was kind of different for every pitcher, so that it wasn't necessarily that easy to get adjusted. And it made making warm-up pitches actually useful. But yeah, pulse pitching, I like it. It's not, I mean, I don't like being able to say this is exactly where my pitch will go.
And that's why I like that pulse pitching. It never really gets that small.
No. I mean,
like,
I've
it's still a quarter of the strike zone, maybe a little smaller, maybe like that ninth square that they give you in those pitching things.
Oh, yeah. I've hit like the as small as the ninth square, but that's only with like the best pitchers. Like, I play as the Brewers, right. So only like Greinke and Gallardo can hit that.
Right. That's why I like the whole new thing. But I was actually talking to one of my friends. He likes the old pitch meter.
Oh, the golf meter. Right. Okay.
Because if you're good at it, you can like aim on the corner. And then you can go a little over or a little under on the accuracy to try to get, like, in and out from where you ended up hitting the spot.
Okay.
So, I just like the pulse meter because you don't have to worry about stupid windups anymore.
Right. And not talked about at all is the analog pitching, which I thought was fine, but I like this better.
There was analog pitching?
Yeah, it was in last year. I assume it's still there this year. I just haven't looked at it at all.
Wow, I definitely... Oh, you know what? Maybe it was there and I turned it off. Oh, right. It was just coming straight back and straight up, right?
Yeah, but or if you were throwing like it was back and like back and straight up with a straight ball, and then if you were throwing like a curveball or throwing to the left or right, you'd have to tilt off to that direction.
Wow, I definitely skipped that.
Yeah, it was in last year's.
Which is funny because I really like the way MLB 2K games pitch.
Yeah,
I think it's probably stupid to a lot of people. I really like that.
The like Street Fighter moves.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. That's just because I pitched as a little kid, and I love pitching, and that's, like, my favorite part of the game, that I want it to be extra difficult.
Yeah, no. As far as, like, 2K's feature set goes, that isn't one of my favorite additions to that game in the past few years. It's actually having to throw pitches differently. But, unfortunately, the rest of the game is kind of crap, so.
Hopefully it'll get better one of these days.
And then what controls do you use for fielding?
I use the buttons.
Okay.
I used the stick.
I use the stick just because I like the idea that I could, like, press the stick slightly off the direction of the base and do the throw. I don't think I've done it yet, but I like the idea that you could.
I think I use all this stuff mainly because I like playing online, and there's so many lag issues that everything gets screwed up when you use all that other stuff.
That is a good point. Do they even let you, like, when you go online now, you used to be able to, like, play with your settings. But when you play online now, it's all universal for the most part, isn't it?
That's what I think it is, yeah.
Like, everyone has to use, like, zone button batting.
Yeah. And the pulse pitching, I think. I think you're forced to use the pulse pitching, right?
Right. I think the only thing you're allowed to, like, change is fielding between buttons and the stick.
Yeah, because when you had the old golf bar for pitching, you get that one little hiccup, and it's like, now I've lost this pitch.
Yep, and now the pitch is in the second row.
Yeah. At least you kind of know where it's going to go now.
Yeah.
You got anything else on MLB? Still hard as hell to hit.
Yeah, I've just recently gotten a lot better at it. Like, as I had to restart my season, now with Weeks and Braun and Hart, now I'm going nuts.
Yeah.
But it's not still, you know, I said I use the easier batting style. But it's still not so easy that I'm like hitting home runs with Braun every time.
Right.
I played a game last night. He went 0-4, and I had big chances. So.
Yeah, and online, I feel like whenever I hit, I never get a hit on an early swing. Every swing I have is late. Don't know why.
Well, lag is probably why.
The beauty of online. I guess that's the last word on MLB 12, unless you have anything to say, Scott.
Well, for now, I think we'll have to visit it later once we've gotten through some franchise stuff and seen if the AI is actually any better on trades and stuff.
Yeah, because my favorite used to be doing fantasy drafts in franchise and then waiting like 10 rounds and getting that far overrated starting pitcher that no other team wants, which used to be Randy Johnson all the time. And then I wait like 2 months and trade him for like 3 prospects.
Nice.
And always rip him off. Hopefully they got smarter about that.
All right.
Ooh, you know what I do need to check?
What?
I used to always have a problem where superstar free agents wouldn't sign and they'd get stuck in free agency for a couple of years and retire.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
I'm trying to think. I think there was...
I think that was one of the things they made a point to address.
Yeah, I hope. Because that
it should have been a patch type thing, but...
All right, so let's talk about the other game we've been playing far too much of recently.
Oh, yeah, and this has kind of been a hit among the fourth string community.
Yeah, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13. Probably the second most fun golf game I've ever played. First one is Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12. Just saying.
I agree.
I missed the caddy. What can I say?
But you can turn the caddy back on. Do you miss him talking to you?
I want him standing there.
Okay.
I want him with his little notebook to be like, hey, hit it over here.
Okay.
Even though that's all still there.
you missed the physical. You missed the physical guy standing next to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Nice. And the biggest feature, and like the only reason I even considered getting Tiger 13, was the online country clubs.
Yep. Same.
Well, no, I think you got it because I decided I was getting it. But
also true. But the country clubs was the main reason.
Right. Right. So sort of that group reason. And how many people did we talk into getting this game? I think, Dr. Ken, I think all our Australian friends, I think, bought it because of this.
Yeah, I think right now the country club has about 21 people in it.
Yeah.
So I know we're not up high enough to have a club pro or whatever.
Well, we are now because Dr. Ken recruited someone else like last night.
Oh, there might be a 25.
Yeah, 25 is the limit. And at that point, I think I'm going to have to start telling people, hey, you're welcome to come back, but you haven't been doing anything for like 2 weeks, so I'm kicking you out to someone who wants to play can be in.
Interesting. I'm not going to lie. I've been tearing it up in country clubs.
You have. And I'm trying to figure out
why I'm so damn good.
Sure.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe.
But the best part of country clubs, which we haven't even said, is you can play online tournaments with friends.
And just friends. Unless you're an idiot and let other people into the club and they post ridiculous scores and everyone gets mad at you. But we fixed that.
Yeah. But that was the big problem with Tiger 12.
Well, we had Tiger started the last few years, not just Tiger 12.
Right. But we had started a league and we made the rules that since there was no actual way to do this, like someone would post post what the settings are going to be for the tournament. And then you'd have to go play with a friend that's also playing in the tournament so that you each verify each other's score.
Right. And then you have to go through and be like, okay, the tees are, the black tees, green length or grass length is tournament. And you have to go through all this stuff. And that's finally,
you play it and you have to find someone to play with.
Right.
Which just too much to go through.
Right. The online country clubs fixes all of that because the club GMs, you can have five of them. We're both GMs. Can set up the tournament. The only problem I have is why do you have to go on the website to do that?
Yeah, it's so dumb. You cannot set up any tournament on the console. I don't understand how they even let that pass.
I know. I really would love to work in QA for some of these games just to go, why? And yeah, I just hope that someone did and someone said, yeah, well, we want to push people to the website. I don't know why. There's not much there.
Yeah.
About the only important thing on the website is setting up tournaments. You can't even look at the leaderboards on the website.
Yeah.
Which I think that would be a huge thing because, like, maybe I'm sitting at work. I couldn't get to the Tiger Woods website at my job if I wanted to. On your smartphone or something. I could log on and say, oh, hey, look, someone beat my score that I posted before I went to work today.
Yeah. Right now, it's just like, hey, Scott, on Twitter, did anybody beat my score? No.
No.
No, nobody beats my score.
But
except for Richard Bay. He's going down.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to figure out how to make tournaments harder. I'm going to start turning off the caddy. And that's a personal thing. I thought I got too good at putting with the caddy telling me where to putt.
Yeah, I think people are going to complain about that.
Well, I only did it for a daily. Like one or I'll do it for a couple dailies. If people don't like it, put it back.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people love having the spin on the ball.
Yeah, it seems a lot of people that joined our club are complaining the game is too hard. And last I checked, golf is supposed to be hard.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that I can shoot anything close to par in a video game, like, if I went to any of these courses in real life, they would kick me off. I'd be so bad.
Oh, yeah. It's the problem is, I think, is that we have, like, a very wide range of player.
Right, right.
So anything we do to make the not-as-skilled player shoot a better score, people that are skilled are going to shoot way better.
Yeah, there's really no two ways around it.
Yeah,
and the problem is, the people that are really good, we want a challenge. I mean, yeah, I could shoot ridiculous scores if I could spin the ball whatever direction I wanted to. By the way, did you know that the spin control is always off at Augusta?
Yeah, I noticed that. That's and it's even the same at in your career.
Yeah. Well, I think that was probably part of like I whoever did the deal to get Augusta in the game really. I gotta say, I don't think I mind kind of how hard ass they were about it.
Yeah.
You have to wear appropriate. Your guy has to wear appropriate clothes.
Yeah, he always wears a sponsor. My guy always wears a sponsor uniform.
Yeah, you have. I don't think you have to wear your sponsor uniform. I just think you have to wear appropriate clothes. You can't go in wearing jeans and a sweatshirt.
My clothes were appropriate, and I think he was just being a jerk.
Oh, you probably had, like, they didn't like your shoes or something.
I had a cowboy hat on.
There you go. That was it. Yeah, that was it. You were wearing a cowboy hat. So, nope, now you got to wear your whole.
Have you played any of the Tiger Legacy?
I finished all the Baby Tiger stuff.
I believe it's Toddler Woods.
Yeah, Toddler Woods. There you go. It's there. It's the kind of thing where, oh, I kind of want to play Tiger Woods, but I don't have time for a full round. So it might be one of those things I slowly knock out.
Yeah, I played through about half of them. All the little kid stuff was good, but now as I'm starting to get into, like, the amateur years.
Like the real stuff that not chipping into pools?
Yeah, where it's like, oh, play the last 9 holes of the Masters. It's like, I could do that, or I could go play my country club tournament, or...
That is my biggest problem, is that, oh, well... I'm gonna play the daily, and then I'm gonna play a round in the weekly tournament. And now I don't feel like playing Tiger Woods anymore.
Yep. Now I'm good.
And this might just be a personal thing. I haven't been able to find any of the other guys online to play with.
Yeah, every once in a while, one or two of them's online, but
yeah, I haven't been around on weekends a whole lot.
I'm already in the middle of my daily or my weekly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for that. I should try and get the weeklies done like before the weekend, so I'd have more time. Maybe we should stop doing. We've missed a couple days because Dr. Ken's schedule's a little bit different. So even there's no tournament going on right now. But since they have to run 24 hours, I can't set one up because it would
until the next
run,
round of 24
run
hours.
It would run into the next one. Which I don't think I mind having a few days where there aren't tournaments.
Yeah, once I play the tournaments, I'm kind of done.
Yeah, so it's kind of sad that like Tiger Legacy career mode. I've made it through maybe like 3 events in career mode, and even just now I just turned the difficulty up on that because I didn't do well in the Masters, so I'm just on the nationwide tour. And in my first tournament, I think I was shooting negative 20 something, and second place was like minus 1.
I think I have the third round of the Masters or the fourth round still to do, and something happened in one of those rounds where I just lost control. But I was leading, and now I'm like 3 shots behind now.
Yeah, I forgot to mention my new favorite thing about both the country club tournaments and the like online tournaments. If you want to play those, I haven't for other than like the first couple days, and that is that you are now limited to the number of times you can even enter the round. So you get. I want to know how many people in the past, you know, shot crappy on the first hole, backed out, started over. Or would even do that later. Like, wow, really? You're waste that much time? But now you can only enter, you can only ever submit one score.
Right, and you can only start so many times.
Right. Which is great, except for the apparently common freezing issues.
Yeah, that's been the big thing killing me. And then I get really worried to play. Like, I already had a freeze once on the weekly that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of terrified to go play it again because we only have one more restart.
Yeah, I lost a restart because I lost my internet connection.
Yeah,
and it was one of those stupid things where I didn't know that I could fix it. Like I didn't know how long it was going to take, and I wasn't going to leave the Xbox on the whole time. So I just decided, all right, fine. I lose my try. I lose my round. Of course, that was the worst part. Is I finished the round and then found out I couldn't get back on the internet to submit the score. Well, there was a patch released yesterday, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this patch. Why don't you tell me about it?
I will as soon as this. Okay. So, all right, here's the patch notes for. And people have been complaining about the freezing. Apparently, there's some ball spot issues, which I see sometimes. But
I've hit it into the bunker, and then I'm just chipping from the rough. It's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, that seems to happen very frequently. I thought at first it had something to do with like. Well, you just can't hit the ball there, like it's in a bad spot, so you have to respot it.
Maybe. But
Some not all the time, though.
Yeah.
So, all right. Here's the patch notes. Virgin Gaming integration.
Sweet. Love gaming.
So now you can play Tiger Woods for real money if you really want, but they'll probably have you play with all the, you know, easy settings and ball spin and what have you.
And all the jerks.
Adjusted how boot pins load on your bad tag in four-player online games. That's a direct quote, by the way.
I'm assuming that's supposed to be means bag tag, right?
I think boost pins on your bag tag. I think that's what it's trying to say.
Huh. I'm now, you use those boost pins, right?
I have. I've actually stopped.
I think I used them twice because I still have three things left in them.
I liked using them at first when my creative guy really sucked. But now that I've kind of built him up a little bit, I don't feel the need to use them. Although I wish I could find, like, the XP... I wish I could. You could buy, like, individual pins so I could just buy the XP boost pin.
I just want cool-looking pins. That's what I liked about last year, was you could just pick, like, the ones that you unlocked.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were award pins, not boost pins. So it was like, oh, I've hit 100 birdies, so bang, pop that one on. Yeah, that I kind of missed that. I like the boost pin idea, but I can understand why people don't like it, too. I've been trying to collect now the country club or the course pins so that I can get more status points. Oh, hey, we should backtrack slightly here back to country clubs because I forgot to mention that you don't just have to play directly against us or against people in your country club. Anything you do gives you status points, and that's a whole leaderboard unto itself. So you could be number one on the leaderboard without ever actually directly playing any of us, either in the tournaments or anything like that. I think that's kind of cool. And that gets you like coin bonuses to buy boost pins or the rounds on downloadable courses, which we also totally skipped over, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. We'll hit that after we get through the...
Yep.
Through this update.
All right. Address issues with improper stats being displayed. You have no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah, I never saw anything with that. Actually, yeah. I feel like sometimes I've gotten like the 100 putts, or the 100 or more pars, or 100 holes par or less. I feel like I've gotten that thing pop up a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. Addressed camera issues when zooming in while putting. I didn't notice that.
I never noticed that either.
And this was an Xbox exclusive patch, by the way.
Yeah.
Fixed camera flash when hitting ball out of bounds. That I saw. That was obnoxious, but it didn't really hurt anything either.
Yeah.
Ping information is now properly reflected in the ping indicator. Good. Adjusted.
Sure. I'm going to assume the ping indicator is the thing that shows you how you swung?
No, I think it's the thing that tells you how you're going to connect to other people when you play online games.
Sure. Not to be confused with the golf manufacturer ping.
Exactly.
They're very confusing notes.
Adjusted various chip animations.
Sure.
Okay, here's a big one.
This is the most important one.
This might be the most important one, which says right in the middle of this list. Users can now stand sideways when using Kinect on the amateur and pro difficulties.
Ugh. Have you seen the commercials for Tiger 13?
I have not.
Oh,
but
my God. All they show is the Kinect and people standing parallel to their TV.
Yeah, so in the past, well, I'd say with Move on PS3 and Tiger Woods on the Wii, I think you had to swing like you were swinging at your TV.
Yep.
And what I mean is, if you were swinging a golf ball, it would go through your TV.
Yeah, so your feet would be pointing to the side of the TV,
right,
not directly at it.
Right. But with Kinect, originally, before this patch, you had to swing facing the TV. Which
right. Your feet are pointing at the TV.
Yeah.
So when you're swinging to the wall.
I could see it either way, and I guess I can understand from the swing tracking, since Kinect works by tracking your body.
I'm sure the swing tracking is much better when you're swinging the way it was initially came out.
Right.
Your feet pointing at the screen.
Right. And I think that's why you can only turn around on amateur and pro difficulty. I don't have a Kinect. I can't verify any of this. I don't know anyone. I shouldn't say that. I think I have a friend at work who has Kinect. Maybe I should get this over there and try it out.
Yeah, I might try to borrow one. But if you watch the commercial for Tiger 13, it is really dumb. Like, it makes it look really stupid. Because Shaq swings, and he, like, has to turn his head completely to look back at the screen.
Yeah, That's the part that would probably bug me.
Right, and I think that's why I think Move is more suited for something like this.
Yeah, that's originally why I wanted to get Tiger on the PS3, but then with, you know, the whole fourth string community.
This whole country club thing changed everything.
Right. All right, so I guess I'm glad they gave you the option. I'll give them credit for that, since people complained. Right. It's about the only thing people complained about they actually fixed, apparently. All right, grab and release hand icon added when using Kinect while aiming.
Nobody uses Kinect, so continue.
Yeah, well, I think Dr. Ken tried it, and he said it worked out pretty well except for putting, and that putting was atrocious. Addressed exploits with the strike meter on tournament difficulty. Have not played on tournament difficulty, do not know what that was.
I think we're going to play one soon, right?
Yes.
We have a tournament set up for tournament difficulty?
Right, but this exploit has been fixed, so okay. Huh. But yeah, there's a tournament coming up this week that I put on tournament difficulty, just kind of to see what happens. Adjusted voice commands while playing on Augusta when attempting to change your club to putter. Apparently you couldn't putt at Augusta.
Putter. Connect. Putter.
Xbox. Connect. Putter.
Putter. No? All right.
No, not driver.
Give me a wedge. I'll just wedge.
You have selected power drive. All right. Adjusted the course mastery to refresh after pin purchases. Not sure what that entirely means, what buying pins has to do with course mastery. Correct Kinect navigation issues when pausing during a replay.
That's got to be a pain to try to watch a replay with Kinect.
Yeah. Well, oh, hey, now wait a minute. This is a complaint that needs to be made. You can no longer save replays and upload them.
Yes. That's good and bad in the same time.
Well,
Some of those replay uploads are terrible.
Right, but why is the option gone? I don't even mind that the whole GamerNet try and match the shot thing is gone. That, you know, I don't think that was... It was kind of a cool idea, but it didn't pan out very well. Yeah. But there's absolutely no reason I shouldn't be able to save replays and upload them to the internet.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funny because my favorite
game for the past several years.
Yeah, and it's funny. My favorite upload I ever did, I putted... It was one of those crazy greens where you have to putt, you're like 3 feet from the hole, but you have to putt like 6 feet to the right.
Oh, yeah, so it like goes and falls back down.
So I putted it, the guy just drops his shoulders, and then all you see is his back, but in the real game, the ball went like up the hill and slowly made its way back down. He was in. But the guy's just got like this look of disgust on his body.
Right.
I miss uploads. As long as when they bring them back, they'll be good, because...
That's true.
Sometimes when you upload that stuff,
you saw what I had to do last night when I had a shot that I wanted to show everyone. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
I had to take out a digital camera and point it at the TV screen. The good news being I could narrate what was going on, but you know it didn't turn out very well. I mean, you could see what happened, and it was like a shot that I shanked that I thought was going to go in the water, but it hit the dock wall and just rolled along it.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking to try to get one of those capture cards or something to.
Yeah,
able to record all this stuff.
All right, but. And the last one, and actually this is the one that I wanted the most, so I'm glad they fixed this.
Yeah, I think once you read it, it's not as exciting.
Well, fixed issue with long load times when creating a photo game face.
See, here's my problem. I loved the long load times because they had those funny little jokes in it.
Well, yeah, the problem is that it was like actually like too long. It would get stuck on certain ones. And the other problem, which they actually don't even address the fact that they fixed, which strikes me as odd, is the game face actually works.
I still don't believe it.
It does. I did it. I took a picture. There's a picture on Twitter.
Yeah, that guy still looks kind of f***ed up.
Thanks. You just told me I look messed up. Thanks.
No, I know what your face looks like, and I know what that face looked like. Didn't think it was that close.
Yeah, I'll admit it. It's not perfect. I got to figure
still,
out.
Still looks like a Johnny Cab.
It looked better than it does before when you totally looked like you had, like, your face around your eyes had been burned off.
Maybe. I'll play around and see.
Yeah, I kind of tweak it still. I might try a different picture. Because the one problem I have is that my nostrils are, like, glued to the side of my nose.
You can see a doctor about that, I think.
That's probably about what needs to happen, yes. But still, I'm glad they fixed that. But they didn't fix any of the freezing issues or anything like that, which I will admit I have not seen a ton of. I saw it more in the the season ticket preview. I saw it. That happened to me quite a bit there. But since I've had the disc game, I haven't seen it a whole lot. Maybe once. But I've also heard it might be more of a problem on DLC courses, and I haven't played any of those yet. And that gets really annoying because the game locks up on the DLC course that you paid 6,000 coins to play on, and now they're gone.
Yeah, that happened to me at Liberty National. I think we had a daily tournament there, and I was shooting great. I think I was leading the tournament after a couple holes, and then it just froze up. I lost 3,000 coin and whatever else.
Yeah,
I was pretty upset.
That needs to be fixed because that's costing that. Is potentially costing people money.
Right.
Not me, because I haven't actually spent any money to buy coins.
Right, I've only used the coin I've earned.
Yeah.
So we should talk about that, speaking of DLC courses.
Okay.
And so, as always, tons of DLC courses.
Is it 50-50, or is it more than that?
I think it's a little less than 50-50.
Okay, that's good.
And you can unlock all the courses just by paying for it, which...
is like, what, $40?
I think it's something like that. Maybe
yeah,
2,800 or 3,600 Microsoft points.
Yeah, it's some crazy price to unlock all of them.
What kind of gets me weird is that a lot of people don't like this idea, but they've added where you can earn coin in-game to rent rounds at those courses. And if you do a certain amount of tasks at those courses...
The course mastery, that's been there in the past.
Yeah. Well, and if you do that, and you do all the course mastery stuff, you can get the course for free to play as much as you want. Which I think that's brilliant.
Right.
Because now, like, Liberty National is a course you have to download.
Right.
And I want Liberty National, and now I can get it without having to pay the $3 or $4 or whatever a course is.
Right. You know, I don't think I'd necessarily mind paying for individual courses. If Whistling Straits wasn't on the Collector's Edition, it was just a DLC course, I might buy that one because it's kind of my home course.
Yeah, and if you're going to buy Tiger Woods, get the Collector's Edition.
Yeah. It's like, it's $10 for what, like 7 more courses?
Yeah.
And practice mode?
And usually you can find a deal where it'll be a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, I know Amazon had a day where they knocked $10 off each version.
Don't get me started on that. That wasn't a day. I think they just knocked $10 off it.
Yeah, maybe.
It was like a week after, too. It was really obnoxious.
Yeah. It's an early adopter remorse. But
yeah, pretty much.
Just how it is. But yeah, I like that. I like that you have the option. But I still hate that in your career mode, there's still ones where you're forced to.
I thought I haven't gotten the far enough yet. But
yeah,
if you
I'm
run
still
in,
second masters, but...
Okay. But if you run into a DLC course, you, instead of just skipping the tournament, you can sub a different course in.
That's pretty cool.
I could be wrong on that, but I thought I heard that.
Yeah, and all the country club stuff gives you the coin that you need to rent the courses.
Yeah. You'll only earn coin bonuses really on a weekly basis. Based on how well you're doing in the club. And the more people you have in the club, the more coins you earn.
Right.
So I think, like, at midnight, I'm going to get, like, 400 coins just for being a part of the country club and playing a lot this week. I think Dr. Ken is the only one in front of me right now.
Actually, on Amazon right now, $46 for the regular version and still $70 for the collector's edition.
That's
$50 for the regular version on PS3. Sometimes I don't understand Amazon, but I love it, so...
This is true. We haven't really talked about the gameplay changes a whole lot. We mentioned the caddy that stands next to you is gone. The caddy is still there in a couple different ways. Either he'll tell you what you should do and you have to do it, or you can press the button and it'll set the shot up for you like last year.
Yeah, he'll give you the two options where you go for it or play it, lay up.
The whole focus thing is gone.
Yeah, that... I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it.
A little bit. I guess I don't mind too much. They kind of redid the swing mechanic in that, obviously, you're still swinging the stick back and forth.
Yeah, they say they did, but I feel like it's the same as always.
Well, you're
but now
still
you get more feedback.
Maybe that's all they did was give you more feedback, but it still feels different because swinging different clubs is actually different.
Yeah, and I like that now when you aim and you move the distance, so like let's say you're hitting an 8-iron only 80%, you don't have to try to figure out where 80% is on the swing.
Oh yeah, it gives
It
you
just
the
puts it shows you the line where
There's a little meter on
this
the
is where you're
screen
trying to
for
hit.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so helpful.
Yeah, that's a lot better than trying to guess, as the old one used to be.
Yeah, but I still feel it's pretty challenging. At least I play mostly on Tour Pro.
Yep, same here.
So I don't get to spin the ball. The other big thing was I like how now you can adjust your height by standing forward or back in your stance. That's been in the game in the past. You just took it out. And generally you've had ways to do the same things in the past, just different ways. You can also, with the other stick, with whichever stick you're not swinging with,
Right.
basically set where on the ball you're aiming instead of like if you want top spin, you hit it high. If you want back spin, you hit it low. Or when you're in the rough or in the sand, you have to adjust based on where the ball is laying. I really like that. It really screwed me up because it took me a few times to realize what was going on, and so I'd like totally sail a shot past the green because I like put ridiculous amounts of top spin on it out of the rough.
And this is the first time they've had that? I
The
feel
first
like
time,
it
I think
is,
they've,
but
I mean, you've had choose where you hit on the ball before, but it wasn't really. I mean, there's that whole little circle there. You could whiff. You could set yourself up to whiff, which
And
kind
you
of
know what
cool.
else? When they used to have it, you could go left and right on the ball.
Right, and try and add left and right spin. You can't do that
But
anymore.
now you can't do that anymore.
I think if you want to do that, you just like swing to the
You're
left or
swinging
right.
wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the first game I remember where you could decide where you wanted to hit the ball was like NES Open, where it
Yes.
let you hit like straight
Oh,
on, two
love that
below, two
game. Love that
above.
game.
Oh,
Yep.
so good. I just found my copy. I'm pretty excited. Just hooked up my NES. Excited.
I know I have it. I think the problem is the battery on mine died.
So it doesn't save.
Yeah, which is kind of. But I've got it on the Virtual Console. That was like a day one Virtual Console buy for me.
Yep, same here.
But
I
what I. Re
think it's just a watch battery, so if you just pop it open, you might be able to do it.
oh, maybe. But I really wish I had it on the 3DS, though. It was one of the ambassador games for the people who bought early.
How you loving the 3DS?
I like it. It's one of those things where I really didn't pay attention to what games were on it until I really thought about getting one. And I realized there's a lot of good stuff on it. Mario Kart's awesome. Kid Icarus is pretty good. I didn't even know there was a Mario Tennis coming out for it until it like popped up a video on the shop one day. But there's a Mario Tennis on the 3DS? I had to get sold.
Yeah, and that's been my
and
kind of bummer on the Vita right now is not much coming out.
yeah, but the 3DS this time last year, you'd have been saying the same thing.
Right.
My friends were. I mean, this time last year, the 3DS only been out for like 2 weeks, but
Yeah.
they had like Street Fighter. And oh, that's the crazy. I got Street Fighter on the 3DS. It's just as good as the console game. Like crazy, ridiculous. I mean, the only problem is the controls, and even that they kind of fixed because you can set the touch screen to do fireballs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. But then it kind of takes away the super hardcoreness, but that's also good.
But it's also on the 3DS, so the only you can play online. But then the problem I have is you have people who play as Guile. And so you've got the Sonic Boom and the Flash Kick set to touchscreen controls, and that's really all you need with Guile.
Right.
Just Sonic Boom, and they have to jump over it, then Flash Kick them. So it's like if you run into someone playing Guile, it's like I'm gonna play one game against you, and then I'm gonna win.
And I think the next big sports game for the Vita coming out is Madden, which isn't for quite a while. August 28th, to be exact.
So I've just been really impressed with the 3DS. I mean, the game library right now is fun for me. Mario 3D Land. I just heard like New Super Mario Bros. 2 is coming out in the summer for it. So
Should be fun.
yeah, do not. I'm not regretting 3DS at all. I think the only problem is some of the like kind of bonus features, like the Street Pass and stuff like that, are kind of lost in the States.
Yeah. It's weird because there's kind of a Street Pass like thing in Vita. And I find people, but I've never seen a person playing a Vita.
Oh, yeah, I have found...
Some guy added me. He's like, oh, I saw your guy around. I was like, interesting. Maybe I'll turn this feature off.
But, okay. Seems fun. Yeah, I mean, I like the... It's a little, like... the 3DS one is a little, like, RPG game. So you go around and find people, and then they'll come, like, be your heroes and beat monsters. Yeah, it's a fun little diversion when you can find people.
Yeah.
I've actually been using it a lot, the pedometer on it, to count in... Yeah, you've been using it as a music player, so I'm getting use out of it. I'm not regretting it.
Yeah, I gotta put the pedometer... I gotta change the battery in my Pokemon pedometer.
So we should go back to sports games for at least a little bit here. So NBA Jam kind of surprised us last week. They did a real roster update. Like, they added players and rookies and stuff like that. I haven't actually looked at it to see if that actually happened.
Yeah,
but I heard it has. So
we used that fake roster update.
Yeah, the move players around roster update.
Yeah. And it's funny that they finally put Jeremy Lin in the game.
And he's
injured. The year.
But well,
they put in Jeremy Lin, Kyrie Irving, Derek Williams, Kemba Walker, and Jimmer Fredette. And a couple other guys, but...
Still, I'm glad they actually did a roster update. Probably the only one, unless, I don't know. I'd like to think
maybe,
they would keep
They might
up.
Do another one at the end of the year.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
And that's that. I haven't played NBA Jam since the last time we recorded a podcast.
I know. If people want to play NBA Jam, we should probably get back on that.
Yeah, I would totally. Hey, you still want some 2-on-2? Let's do it.
All right. Don't ever say that again.
All right. Out of the Park Baseball 13. What about it?
OOTP13. So I just got this game in.
And this is like the big management, big type game.
This is kind of awesome because what always happens to me when playing franchise in MLB 12, I get to that point where I'm like, I'm just kind of tired of playing the games. And I just kind of sim, but I do all the management stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Park Baseball is pretty much that, but you still get to like manage in the games, which is kind of awesome. The only problem, there's a lot of menus. And sometimes it's really not easy to know what you're supposed to do.
Is there a demo for this somewhere, or even an old one?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you go to ootpdevelopments.com, and then you pick Out of the Park. There's actually an iOS version, which is pretty awesome.
Okay. That I can see being...
I believe they have the demo for 13. If not, they have the demo for 12 out. That you can
okay.
Play.
It's one of these, I've been meaning to do it and just never have.
Yeah, and it's really cool, really in-depth, and they have the full rosters, even with the rookies and stuff.
Probably because they're not actually appearing and they're just names or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a German company, so I don't know how much they're really caring about the stuff.
Because there's...
But what's funny is they don't have the real teams.
I was just about to say.
They have the right cities, and they have, like, modding is built into the game.
Oh, yeah, so you could just... Here's Milwaukee, and now they're the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, you just download a patch, and it puts all the real images in and stuff. And
okay.
Haven't jumped that much yet, like all that crazy stuff, but I really want to do that.
All right, yeah, I'll have to check it out. I've heard good things. People want to do a league, but apparently that's not very feasible.
Yeah, I looked online. I just, like, searched for open leagues. There was only two so far. Yeah. The game only came out last week or the week before, so...
Yeah, I think it's, like, the option is there, but I think it's kind of difficult to do.
Yeah, I think the main thing is you're just playing single player.
Yeah.
But what's really cool is they have, like, the rosters they have go back a couple, like, the last 100 years. That could be a complete lie, but they go back really, really far.
Okay, that's...
So you can, like, start your career managing a team from the 20s.
That's kind of crazy.
Pretty amazing, because I've been playing the iOS version on my iPod. And I took the 1995 Braves, and I was like, this is awesome. Get Steve Avery out of here, traded him for Chuck Finley, dominated, got booted out in the first round of the playoffs. But let me tell you how the game actually plays.
Yeah,
game, because most of the menu stuff is kind of crazy. Like, I started a career, then it's like, oh, go find a team. It's like, I don't know how to find a team. Then I clicked around a little bit, and then I unlocked. I'd like changed a setting, which let me choose a team. So I picked the Syracuse Sky Chiefs, or just Chiefs, which is the Nationals AAA team.
Okay.
Just because I want to try to play with Bryce Harper. So in the game, it's kind of like you pick what you want your guy to do for each batter.
Okay.
Take a pitch. Do you want him to swing, hit and run, or a steal? And you do that for the whole game.
All right.
So it's not actually skill.
It's more managing.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Like, that whole thing is pretty cool. Especially since I was down, like, 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth, and Bryce Harper had a three-run jack, which ended up winning the game. Pretty amazing. But, yeah, I think it's real hard to talk about it because it's a lot of, like, clicking on windows and menus and dragging this guy over here. So
doing things, it's not a very exciting... Like,
here and...
Yeah, there's never really a lot to see, but it's kind of the experience.
Yeah, and it gives you, like, a little... You see the guy's names on the field, and you'll see the ball get hit somewhere, and you'll see the play happen. And the way you see the play happen is all through, like, the announcer's voice.
Okay.
He doesn't actually talk, but it's all written out.
All right, so I could just, you know, imagine it's Bob Uecker saying it.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing that's really lacking is that they don't have a real announcer. But I can let it fly because it's really kind of cool.
and how much does it cost?
It's $40 on Mac and PC.
Oh, okay, that's more than I thought it would be. How much was the iPod version?
$5.
There's such a disconnect there.
Well, and the iPod version, the way they get around that is for the historical seasons, I think you get like 1927, so you can be the Yankees, you get
something
in the mid-50s, and then the 95 season.
Okay, that's where they...
But then you can buy packs. It's like $5 for like all the years the Yankees won the World Series.
Okay.
Or you can buy individual years for $1.
Okay.
If you're really into the historical stuff, you're going to end up paying more for the iPod app.
Okay. But, options.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really worth it. And I think 2K used to come out with a version that was like MLB Baseball Manager or something like that.
Oh, they did one game, yeah. Baseball Manager, and apparently it wasn't very good.
Yeah, and I think that was the same. I think that was like $40 too, so.
Okay.
And for how deep this game is, you're not getting ripped off. Because this has like, I think this even has independent leagues, and it's deep. It's real deep. So hopefully I'll have a full review of that up on the site like in a week or so.
All right, well.
Real-time simulation. According to them, it's the best OOTP they've ever produced.
All right, then.
It's pretty crazy. There's a Rule 5 draft. Amazing. But I'm kind of loving it. And it's just something good, you know. I'm sitting here watching a video or listening to music or something. It's just like, click, 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 click. And what's nice is the play selection stuff is all, you can do that all on the number pad.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm going to take a pitch. I'm going to take a pitch. Swing away. Which, kind of cool. I've actually started playing these baseball games smart now. So, like, in the fifth or sixth inning, I'll start taking more pitches to get the pitch counts up.
Yeah.
Because pitchers seem to do really bad when they have low energy.
Imagine that.
I know, it's crazy. But I've realized that's worked in the show. If you get in the fifth or sixth inning and they're starting to get tired, if you just keep working them, they'll get bad.
Oh, yeah. I was playing a game of the show where I forget who I was playing, but I'd gotten their starter out, and I was just beating up their bullpen. And I'm sitting here thinking, and like, their bullpen guys aren't even, like, full energy when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my strategy is, I'm just going to score as much as I can today and just kill their bullpen for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, my favorite used to be whenever I was playing the Mets, if I could just knock their starter out, if I could get to K-Rod with, like, one or two runs, I'm going to win because I crushed that fool. Some relievers, I just dominate.
K-Rod has not been doing good for me. At least in the before I restarted that first season, he was not doing good.
Mm. All right, so the last thing we want to talk about is a game that came out in 1987. There are a couple people on Twitter. Let me shout them out. @GamingHistorian, @Nintendo_Legend, and @ThisIsMikeD, with underscores all between there. They're all currently trying to beat the current record for biggest blowout in RBI baseball.
Is this like a live streamer event or something?
Well, the way it works is to get your high score on Twin Galaxies.
Okay.
Which you may remember from the Steve Wiebe King of Kong.
Yes,
trying to become
yes, I
the
do.
Top. All right. So those three guys are trying to beat the current record of biggest blowout, which currently is held by some dude named Adam, where he won by 34 runs.
All right.
Which is amazing because here's the catch. The game has a 9-run mercy rule.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's either a 9 or 10-run mercy rule.
Okay.
So you can't be like up 33 runs and then play another inning.
Right, right.
So you're going to have to score at least.
I was starting to wonder where the catch was here.
Yeah. So I know in the games that some of them have played, they've won by like, I think the best I've seen so far is one of them won 26-0, which would put him at third all time. Which he refuses to send in the video, because with Twin Galaxies, you have to actually send in a video of you
right.
doing it.
Yeah.
On the original console and everything. He refuses to send that in, which would give him third place. He will only do it if he's going for first place.
Nice. I'll give the guy credit for dedication.
So, I wish these three guys luck.
I do, too.
Because that's kind of hard.
But. There's something special about some old sports games. Baseball has always seemed to come along the best, the quickest.
Yeah. Still, favorite baseball game is Bases Loaded.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr. presents Major League Baseball here. Yeah. I mean, and that's just going back into ones that I played as a kid. There probably were better games, but that's the one I really remember.
Well, I think that about wraps this episode up. Yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter. I am at ThatSportsGamer, and Scott is
at DarthObvious.
And if you want to get into the country club, you should tweet at Scott, and
well,
he'll
you
get
know
you
what?
The password.
I don't mind giving away the password on the show.
Go for it then.
Password is all lowercase, all one word. Tiger Woods, y'all.
And
I was it was gonna be Tiger Woods, y'all, but it didn't fit.
Ah, and you know what I've been thinking about, which I'm gonna spring on Scott right now.
Uh-oh.
I think we should do an MLB 12 franchise, since it seems like the online isn't completely terrible.
You know, I think there's something to be had here. We could do some sort of small thing.
Yeah, I say we knock a small one out and see what happens there.
Yeah, you know, there's a few people that are interested in doing a small one. I say let's do it. Maybe even with some computers if we have to.
Yeah, because right now I think we can get about... I think without trying, we can get at least six people.
And that's, I think, enough for a small... I think that's the lowest number you can have for a league.
So if you want to get in on that, tweet at either of us. Hashtag... That sports gamer franchise. Sure. Sounds good. Make sure you go be a fan of us on Facebook. Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. Rate and review us in iTunes. I'm sure that does something good for us. And if you do rate us and review us on iTunes, we will be sure to give you a shout out on the podcast via the way we do it all the time, where when I get to this part in the podcast, I make sure to go on iTunes and see if anybody new has rated and or reviewed us. Huh, we did get a review.
Oh, wow. I'm
Michael
surprised.
Watson, I love this podcast. 5 stars. But please come back and make some more shows. We're back, Michael.
We'll try and be more regular, I promise.
Apparently we're informative and hilarious.
Woo!
Thanks, Mike Watson. So if you want to be as cool as Mike Watson, yeah, just follow us, rate and review us. And other than that, we will see you again, hopefully not so long from now.
Yeah, I don't know if we, you know, it's part of it has to do with are things going to happen in the sports game world. I think we'll start getting some Madden info pretty soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have a cover athlete in like 2 weeks.
Go Megatron.
I dreamed Packer Nation has disappointed me yet again.
Here's the problem with the cover vote. The person that should have been on the cover the last 2 years, not going to be on the cover. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Apparently, though, I found out there was sort of a campaign going to vote against him, just keep him off because of the cover curse.
That makes sense. I'm very well aware that Mike Cusick was quite happy that he wasn't in the, didn't get up there.
I don't buy the curse. Just because I think the problem is with the doing it by a fan vote. And yeah, so that Browns player had a horrible year or whatever, but
he shouldn't have won in the first place.
Exactly. I have no, you know what though? I have no problem with the cover vote. I think it's a great idea. But I think that also takes away the idea of there being a curse. Because it's not like EA is just picking somebody to be their guy this year.
Right. Well, if you don't believe in the curse, make sure you go to thatsportsgamer.com, where we have the video for the NHL 12 cover athlete.
Make fun of that fact?
Where they make fun of the curse.
But I guess, like, the NHL, it's been, like, a cover, I don't know what's the opposite of a curse, cover blessing. Yeah, it's been a cover blessing.
Yeah, all those guys have been superstars in the years that they've been the cover.
So,
like, I think Steven Stamkos this year set the club record for most goals. So, that's been good for him.
And Tiger Woods, well, does him being on the cover of the game have anything to do with his problems?
All right, I think it's going to wrap it up. So make sure you go out there and tweet us, Facebook us, and iTunes rate, review us. And tweet at us if you want to get into the baseball league or into the Tiger Woods country club. We're always happy to play with you guys.
I will kick inactive people out of the country club. So
yeah, so don't be inactive. So I guess I should play the country club game now.
And hey, if you're listening, if I kick you out because you were inactive, that doesn't mean you can't come back. It just means I'm making room for someone who's more active.
Yeah. Well, we're signing off because I have to go be more active because I want to win this weekly tournament, which I hope hasn't expired yet.
No, it should, and it's, you've got till tomorrow.
All right, guys, we will see you later.
Yeah, I was so happy. I thought I was going to catch up, and then I saw, oh, damn, that's only through three rounds.
Yeah, I got 15 under through two. And I was trying to say, see you later, so we could sign off.